Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. I'm your host, Christine Upchurch, and we're talking to you from the KKNW studios here in Seattle, but we're reaching out across the world. You might be listening to this right now on the radio or at your workplace or at home on KKNW. You might be listening in WBLQ in the Northeast. You might be listening through your television on cable radio network, or you might be listening Transformation Talk Radio over the internet. However you're listening, I'm so glad you're here joining us today because you do not want to miss this. Today, I get to interview one of my all-time favorite authors. I love her books, and particularly one, it changed my life, and you're going to hear more about that later. But first, I want to say hello over there to Benny, who's my better half. And without Benny, you wouldn't be hearing anything besides, you know, quiet and the
streets.
Oh, well,
that's not true.
Street noise.
I'll give you a virtual high five.
Okay.
Yeah,
thanks,
there
Benny.
We go.
Thanks,
you're
Benny,
welcome.
For
you're
doing
welcome.
What you do. Well, you know, a couple of years ago, I came across this book called Choosing Easy World. Now, I was in the bookstore with my son, who's now 18. He was like 16 at the time. And he's not your typical teenager. You know, he didn't want to go to the sci-fi section or the comic book section. He wanted to go to the new age section. And so he's looking at books. And I came across this book, and it said Choosing Easy World. And I just sort of slipped it off the shelf, and I looked at it, and I thought, oh, I'm not sure. You know, maybe I'll check it out on my Kindle. I put it up on the bookshelf. And then it was just screaming at me, and I was like, okay, I have to take this book home. Maybe it doesn't even come on the Kindle, which, of course, it does. But, you know, it's like I just had to have this book. And this book shifted my life dramatically, and we'll talk more about that in a little while. But the author of the book, Julia Rogers Hamrick, is here with us today. And we're talking about Easy World. Now, Julia is a spiritual growth facilitator. She's been that since the mid-80s. And she's a pioneer in teaching about the relationship between vibrational frequency, which is something I talk about as well, and our experience of life. In A Whisper from the Divine, in 2007, she was charged with the mission of sharing with humanity an understanding of the amazing reality called Easy World, the primordial energy matrix in which we were designed to thrive. She's the author of Recreating Eden, Choosing Easy World, and a new series called Easy World Magic Lessons. She's devoted to pointing the way back to the realm of harmony and ease and getting the message out that life does not have to be hard. And I'm so jazzed that she's here today. Julia Rogers Hamrick, thank you for joining us here.
Ooh, thank you for having me, Christine. I did not really know the story of how you discovered Choosing Easy World, so that's really cool.
Yeah,
it apparently has a beacon in it because people say all the time, oh, it just glowed or it jumped off the shelf into my hands, and I don't know what happened, but the next thing I knew, I was at the cash register with it.
Well, it was like that for me, and it's funny, Julia, because you know, my history is I've healed myself of cancer decades ago.
Wow.
Without any medical treatment at all. And I've learned a lot about manifesting in my life. And I'd read lots and lots of books on conscious co-creation. I'd actually taught classes in it. So the fact that I came upon a book at the bookstore on manifesting that I was so drawn to says a lot. And the fact that I immediately implemented it in my life tells the world that this is just a book that is worth its weight in gold. So I'm grateful that you're here to talk about Easy World. But you know, Julia, before we talk about Easy World, I think we need to talk about that place where most of us live called Difficult World. Can you please share with us how you define Difficult World?
Absolutely. As I like to say, most people don't really need a lot of information about Difficult World because we're all experts in Difficult World. But Difficult World is Okay, first let me say that easy world is the world that love creates.
Oh.
And you can't define difficult world without knowing that. Because difficult world is the world that fear creates.
Right.
And the world, you know, when I say fear, I don't just mean like an acute situation where you see a tiger charging at you or something.
Right,
I mean that basic underlying survival stuff that comes from the primitive brain of the human mind that is continually putting you on guard and telling you that something's always out to get you.
Right.
And so, you know, without ever consciously, or not without ever, but usually without consciously thinking about it, you are living from that place of something's out to get me, and I've got to defend against it, I've got to resist it. And that creates a world of pain and difficulty and stress.
Right.
Because the truth is that the original design for the, I call it the reality matrix in which we were designed to thrive, is one that is set up to support us and to prosper us and to bless us. And, you know, we have come so far from that being our, you know, primary way of thinking to that, you know, life is hard, life
yes.
is stressful.
Right.
You know, if I don't do this, this bad thing is going to happen. And so we continue to create an experience of bad things happening because we're always focused on it.
Right.
It
seems like a vicious cycle, doesn't it? Because the more things get out of control, the more things are difficult. We think we need to control more and more, which, of course, is based on fear. And it just
exactly.
seems to spiral out of control until some of us, like, get into car accidents or experience a health crisis, which you and I have both experienced, or, you know, or have relationship difficulties, because it just continues to get bigger and bigger. Because ultimately, the universe is, I think, is saying to us, hey, you know, it should be easy. You need to open to joy and love.
Well, yeah. And here's the thing. Your left brain, which is the home of difficult world when it's allowed to be, it's not automatically home to difficult world. Well, it's become that way because of our habitual thinking. But your left brain loves evidence.
Right.
So if you are creating out of fear, then the evidence is going to back up and support that fear-based reality. So you're just going to get more of it.
Right.
So it is a vicious cycle. But when you realize that you can opt out, I mean, people when they hear that opt out, they're like, really?
Uh-huh.
You can opt out? And yes, you can. You can choose easy world. You can choose the reality that love creates by aligning yourself with it. And it's so simple. It's like, you know, you don't even have to think, oh my gosh, well, I'm spiraling down into difficult world and I'm going to create bad things. And all you have to do is sense, this does not feel good.
Right.
I don't like it here.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to choose to feel good and be where things are happening that I like. And it's just that simple.
Wow. So you've got some personal experiences that go way back about easy world, about, you know, living in that realm of that magic that unfolds. Can you share a little bit about that?
Ooh, gosh, there's so much. Are you wanting some of the specific stories? Since you've read all my easy world stories so far.
Well, let's stay in easy world and you get to pick. We'll go with the flow.
Okay. Yes, one of my favorite stories. In fact, you can download, I have to think. I really did not prepare myself with this part. But, yeah, if you go to juliarogershamrick.com and click on Julia's books on the left side menu, you'll see the cover of Easy World Magic Lessons. And there's a link with it to an excerpt from chapter 5 of that book,
uh-huh.
which is an early Easy World story. You don't get the actual story in the excerpt, so I'm going to tell you a little bit about the story. Then you can read the lessons, because how the book's laid out is, first I tell the story that happened to me, my personal story, and then, you know, the lesson that I learned from it and what you can draw from it in your own life. Well, this was when I was living overseas, mm-hmm. and I was really ready for a vacation, and I found myself just exhausted getting, I was living in Japan, teaching school there, mm-hmm. and so I wanted to go to Hong Kong, because I'd always just thought Hong Kong was just so seductive and appealing. It's so exotic and different, and you know, they're shopping, lots
right,
of
right.
shopping. So I decided that that's where I wanted to go. And, it, you know, without going into all the details, it was really a challenge getting from where I was to the airport in Osaka, where I was supposed to take off uh-huh. on the plane to Hong Kong. And I got there, and also, long story short, there was not a ticket for me on this flight when I got there to claim my ticket.
Oh, dear.
So I start going into difficult world, and
right.
I mean, I'm exhausted already, and I'm like, going into that downward spiral, everything's going wrong, whatever could go wrong will go
sure,
wrong,
yes.
you know, that whole thing we do, that, you know, Murphy's Law is all about difficult world.
Right.
So I find myself just in what my mom used to call a swivet, just this place of total frustration and mm-hmm. contraction, and I just, you know, nothing was working. They didn't have any standby. The standby places were all taken, and I'm thinking, here I am, like 2 hours by the bullet train from where I live,
oh,
and I'm going to have to spend the night in a businessman's hotel in Osaka, which is not a, you know, a happy thing. It's like a little
right.
Cubicle, basically.
Yeah, that's so right as Japan, yes.
Yeah, so basically I'm looking at the worst case difficult world scenario, and I went, oh, you know, I don't want that. I did mm-hmm. not know about difficult world and easy world yet, but something made me say a prayer, and I said this kind of prayer, which seems very effective. Look, I have done everything that I'm supposed to do. I have worked hard to get to this place, and I want to go to Hong Kong, and I don't want to spend any money on a stupid hotel. Mm-hmm. Now fix it. Have you ever said that kind of prayer, Christine?
Oh, sure.
Well, I've suddenly found myself calming down.
Uh-huh.
And even though all the standby places were taken away, you know, had already been taken, and they were boarding the plane, and I'm thinking, oh, well, I guess I'll have to spend the night in Osaka.
Uh-huh.
An agent from the airline comes up to me and says, ma'am, we would like for you to come to the door of the plane. We don't know whether or not we have a place for you, but we think there could possibly be one, but there's not a great chance of it. But you need to come to the door of the plane so uh-huh. that it, once we count passengers, if there's a spot, you'll be able to fly. So I'm like, okay.
Sure.
So I go, and I'm standing there, and they're counting the passengers to see if there's an open slot. And this handsome first officer comes out from the cockpit and sees me standing there.
Uh-huh.
And he says, oh, what's the matter? You look, you know, you look upset. And I explained to him, and I said, well, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get on this flight. He says, uh-huh. oh, don't worry about it. You can fly in the cockpit with us. And I'm thinking,
wonderful.
Sure. And he was serious. This was way before 9/11,
that's
way
great.
Before,
oh, yeah.
you know, there was that heavy security. Anyway, about that, and I'm brightening a little bit, uh-huh. and about that time the agent comes back and says, we've found a seat for you. And I have to admit, I was a little disappointed.
That's
but,
a great story.
Yeah, so the first officer says, well, go have your dinner and come back up and sit with us. So I got to fly.
Oh,
you know, you
goodness.
Can read the details and the thing. And not only that, when I got there, I met this guy who, long story short again, took me under his wing, introduced me to somebody in Hong Kong who planned out my whole week. I was traveling by myself, planned out my whole week with every kind of exciting event. I met all these fascinating people and went and did all this stuff that I never would have done. But the reason that I met him was because when the flight landed in Hong Kong, I went to check to be sure that I had a flight back, a seat back.
Uh-huh.
And I met the guy in line waiting to talk to the agent. Now, would
That's
I
great.
Have been able to talk to that guy otherwise, if I hadn't had a problem? No, I would have just gotten in the taxi and gone to my hotel, and that would have been that.
Yeah, so wonderful.
Here,
so we're going to finish the story when we get back. We need to run to break. But we're going to be coming back on the Christine Upchurch Show with Julia Rogers Hamrick talking about Easy World and the perfection therein.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
Would you like to discover and bring forward your inner divine feminine and emerge, rebirth, rejuvenated and regenerated, restored to your original five-body blueprint? Join me, Patricia Iris Cairns, author and expert on the divine feminine, March 22nd and 23rd in Baltimore, Maryland, to birth this beautiful energy into your life. Register now, info@patriciairiscairns.com. That's info@patriciairiscairns.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. Years ago, when facing cancer, without any immediate treatment options, I sought healing by making various life changes. For a while, I followed a very restrictive diet. I often found myself obsessing about which foods were good and which ones were bad. Then one day, I realized I was consuming foods based on fear of not getting well. But I didn't want to make choices out of fear anymore. I decided it was far better for my immune system if I allowed myself to experience the joy that came from, say, eating frozen yogurt, than it was for me to ingest the fear that came from avoiding it. Now, instead of choosing healthy habits based on fear, I try to make choices because they feel right and ultimately bring me joy and ease. How many of your healthy habits are really based on fear? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836. Tune in to the Christine Upchurch Show every Friday at 11 a.m. on Transformation Talk Radio and KKNW AM 1150.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Hi, you're listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, and today we are speaking with Julia Rogers Hamrick, author of Choosing Easy World, among other things. Now, Julia, you were just telling us this wonderful story of how you got on a plane from Osaka to Hong Kong when you thought that they had somehow lost your ticket, and you know it was a bunch of difficult world scenarios that you chose to step into Easy World, and some amazing things happened. What was the lesson for you in all of that?
Well, I'd say that the overriding lesson is that in Easy World, everything is always working together to bless you. When you're in Easy World, you get to experience that. When you're in Difficult World, what your experience is that in Difficult World, everything's going wrong. Mm-hmm. And the real truth of the matter is that everything is always organizing itself to bless you, but you won't be in the right reality at the right vibrational level to experience that if you're in Difficult World.
Right. Well, you know, you ask a really important question in one of your books about a person's belief system. And it seems so important to choose whether you're going to believe that, you know, that the universe supports you, or, you know, you believe that the universe is out to get you and it's chaotic and you have to survive. How do people step out from that place of difficult world where they're stuck in that reality, that belief system, and actually make a different choice when their reality structure to that point has not supported it?
Well, it's they get the message either through me and my work or through, uh-huh. you know, countless other people aren't calling it easy world, but there are countless teachers. So you get that, you know, you get that suggestion, which is really a reminder. We all have our origins in easy world, so it's not a new thing. In fact, people who aren't even metaphysically oriented will hear about easy world, and as somebody once said, it's like they're a dog, and you can see their ears prick.
Right, right.
You know, when they hear easy world, it's like, ooh, yeah, oh yeah. You know, I don't know for sure what that is, but that sounds right. And so they, you know, you hear about easy world, and then, you know, a lot of times it takes, like you and I both have experienced, having our backs completely up against the wall and being, you know, deathly ill and, you know, going, wait a minute, there has to be a better way. I know it's in my DNA that this life of struggle is not all there is. And mm-hmm. so you give it a try. And maybe this is the time when I need to share how to get to easy world.
Yes.
So.
Please do.
choosing easy world is very easy. It is as simple as saying what I call the easy world magic words or the easy world invocation. And I'm going to say them. And those of you listening, say them. After I say, you know, say them, repeat them after me. I choose to live an easy world where everything is easy.
I choose to live an easy world where everything is easy. Now,
yes, you are at the door to easy world. And now, in order to walk through the door, you need to take the easy world actions. And they are very simple. And just follow along with me. You breathe, just breathe. And release and feel your body relaxing. So breathe, relax, and allow. Now, this is one that people sometimes get hung up on. How do you allow? Yeah, allow is, well, in the case of choosing easy world, you're allowing the powerful electromagnetic force field that is easy world to pull you gently to it, and it always will as long as you're not resisting. So imagine this great, humongous electromagnet that's pulling you into it, and it's just gentle and easy, and you feel the power. Just let go to it. And as you let go to it, you're going to just allow whatever is going on in difficult world to go on without you, because you're now in a different reality altogether. Yeah. So you want to breathe, relax, allow, and the last part of it, well, not the very last, but the action for moving deeper into easy world is to enjoy it. Because enjoying it pulls you into the heart of easy world, and easy world is the realm of joy. There is no joy in difficult world whatsoever.
Right,
none.
Right.
The only place you will find joy is in easy world. So feel the joy, nurture the joy, cultivate the joy. You know, don't resist the joy, because we tend to resist joy, which is insane, but it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Allow the joy, allow the whole experience, and feel easy world and appreciate it, because appreciation is an active form of allowing. And then the pièce de résistance, watch the magic unfold.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because easy world is the realm of magic, just like in my story about, you know, the magic of choosing easy world and allowing that whole thing to unfold. magical things happen, and you get to enjoy and experience them. And of course, once you have Easy World Magic experiences, then your left brain, the evidence-loving aspect of yourself, has that, and it goes, oh, yeah, I don't like difficult world. I'm feeling stressed. I'm going to choose Easy World because I remember these wonderful things happen there. So it gets easier as you go along. The more you choose Easy World, the easier it gets to choose it again, and the easier it gets to stay there.
Right, right. And, you know, I think that our logical left brains really do like that validation. It's that part of us that began to explore the world when, you know, soon after we were born, and when we were three or four, you know, we became these little scientists exploring the world. And so when we start to see from that childlike place of appreciation and allowing the magic unfolding, we believe it because we are back in that childlike state. And I just so love what you were saying before. I mean, first of all, the allowing, that for people can be difficult because they don't trust, you know, they don't have the belief system that the universe is going to support them. But if you can get to that place of allowing, I really love what you said, Julia. Appreciation is the active form of allowing. That's beautiful. That's just fabulous.
Yeah, it's, you know, anytime you're in appreciation, you cannot possibly be in difficult world.
That's right. That's right.
You can't. Anytime you're embracing anything, you are in easy world because easy world is about embracing and difficult world is about pushing away and resisting. And, you know, if something's happening and it looks to you like things are going wrong, embrace it.
Right.
Embrace what's happening. Allow what's happening, and you'll find yourself in easy world. Now, this may be a little advanced for some listeners, but I'm going to say it anyway because there's somebody listening who needs to hear it.
What's that?
There are infinite realities unfolding at once, infinite possibilities. Yes. And how you determine which one of those infinite possibilities you're going to experience is through what vibrational state you're in, what vibrational level you've reached. If you're at the frequency of everything's going wrong, that's what you're going to experience.
Right.
If you're at the frequency, the easy world is the higher vibrational frequencies. Easy world unfolds or exists. It doesn't exist at lower vibrational frequency. So to be in easy world, you have to be at higher vibrational frequency. And conversely, you can say to get to higher vibrational frequency, you can choose easy world.
Yes.
And that's like your super speedy way to get to higher vibrational frequency. And the higher vibrational frequencies are where the stuff you like is. It's where the realities you enjoy are. And they are nowhere else. You cannot have the experience of a reality you like while still behaving in alignment with difficult world, which worrying, trying to control, trying to force, picking at something, harping on things. You have to allow and be in what, you know, we call the flow
in order
to experience easy world.
And, you know, when we come back, Julia, I'm going to share with you this story of what happened after I read Choosing Easy World. It's an amazing thing that unfolded. My life has never been the same since. When we come back to the Christine Upchurch Show, more with Julia Rogers Hamrick.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at rightrelationshipforyou.com. That's rightrelationshipforyou.com.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you struggling through difficult times? During these times of change, many of us need tools and support to help us get through.
Julie Kleinhans is the host of the hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay and is a world-renowned life coach. Many of us are worrying about what will happen to our jobs, our homes, and to our lives. This is why Julie is offering a 40% discount through January 31st of 2013 to support you and your family through these difficult times. She'll teach you how to use energy tools that will help you relieve the stress and anxiety in your life. Julie is donating the net proceeds to victims of Superstorm Sandy through the organization All Hands Volunteers, a U.S.-based nonprofit dedicated to empowering disaster relief volunteers and rebuilding communities. Please call Julie at 516-639-8042. 516-639-8042 or email Julie at mindfocusgeneration.com for more details and to schedule a session.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. I'm your host, Christine Upchurch, and I've got the joy, the pleasure of talking with Julia Rogers Hamrick today, author of Choosing Easy World, among other books. Now, Julia, before I tell you the story and tell the listeners the story of how your book changed my life, I'd like you to share with our listeners how they can connect with you if they want to contact you after the show.
Oh, absolutely. You can go to either one of my websites, either juliarogershamrick.com, and Rogers is R-O-G-E-R-S, and Hamrick is H-A-M-R-I-C-K. And, in fact, if you put it in wrong in Google, it'll take you there anyway.
Easy
there's
World.
A contact form, and there's, yes, Easy World. And there's my other website is ilivineasyworld.com. That ought to be easy. Ilivineasyworld.com, and there's a contact link on the left side menu of either one of the websites, and you can click on that and write me a message, and it comes to my personal email. So that's a great way. And also, if you want to stay in touch with what's up with Easy World and what I'm doing and opportunities to learn more about Easy World, you can just subscribe to my email list.
Yes,
and you can instantly unsubscribe at any time. Oh, also, love letters from Easy World. I forgot about that. Those are daily messages from your spirit that are Easy World oriented, and they're very brief, and people love them. And also, if you subscribe to them and decide they're not your thing, you can instantly unsubscribe from those too. But I don't think you'll want to.
No, you definitely won't. I read mine every day. And, you know, Julia, I told you that in my past, you know, I had healed myself of cancer. I was very aware of how to manifest. In fact, I taught classes on it, read lots of books. And for whatever reason, I was just totally drawn to your book. So I read your book. And this was like, oh, I don't know, about October or November of 2010. And I found myself sending the book out to just a multitude of friends and colleagues around the country because it's like, okay, this is important information. Everybody needs to have this. Well, around the same time when I started implementing, I'd actually find myself saying, I choose to live in an easy world where everything is easy, including, you know, and I fill in the blank, you know, whatever difficult mm-hmm. world issue I was dealing with. But around this time, something unusual happened. First of all, you know, I'd been teaching healing modality around the world for quite a while, and I had taught, oh gosh, it was over 100 students in one of the seminars, and strange things would happen for people. Once they start to tap into this alternative realm, this realm of the easy world magic, the realm of healing and possibility and potential, people's lives shifted. And one woman in particular, she began to channel. Now, she claims to channel Archangels Gabriel and Michael, and Archangel Michael apparently came through and told her to give me and one of my colleagues a message. And she got this message to us, and the message was this, that we had access to these activation codes that were really important for humanity to take us to this next step of evolution. They're like energetic codes that we needed to tap into. And, you know, I talked to my colleague about this, and we're thinking, this is totally nuts. But as it turns out, she and I had been intuiting some of the same bits of it. And because of the synchronicity, we said, okay, well, we're going to follow this message. And we got together with two other colleagues. And now, we'd had some training in channeling, we didn't expect anything to really manifest. But we figured it's a great girls' outing, you know, we're going to go. And each of these women that I went out there with had read Easy World. So we'd say, you know, we have no idea what we're going to do here, but we choose to live in Easy World where everything is easy. And what unfolded there was absolutely amazing. And to make a long story short, on January 11th of 2011, on 1/11/11, the beginnings of this amazing activation process, this hands-off process, started coming through. And ultimately, we named it the 1/11 activation. And it has transformed the lives of many people around the world. So by us just sort of going with the flow, and, you know, we each of us had to step beyond our comfort zone into this magical place where the universe was supplying us with new gifts to share with others. And, it, you know, so choosing Easy World was an integral part of it.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. I love knowing that.
Yeah.
I love it. I get so much amazing feedback from people who've been choosing Easy World, and amazing things happen that it wouldn't have even occurred to me. You know, it's like it's an infinite. When you start choosing Easy World, it's like the ripples in the pond. It just goes out and out and out. And, you know, when you're living an Easy World, you are a living invitation to others to be in Easy World.
Right.
And when you are in Easy World and acting from Easy World, you are at this higher vibrational level that's affecting other people, and especially your own experience, to be just something that you can just not ever get to from difficult worlds. So,
right. And way to go. You know, Julia, I think that there's a lot of information out there about manifesting that comes from this place of control, for lack of a better word. You know, it's all about affirmation after affirmation, or, you know,
vision boards,
like over and over and over again, which to me, once you have to repeat it over and over again, you're really living in that place of fear, not trusting that once you've sort of had it in your mind that it's going to manifest. But what you're talking about is stepping into this realm where it goes beyond what's in our conscious minds and opens up the possibility of receiving whatever gifts, you know, unexpected and expected, the universe has to share with us.
Well, actually, yes, you have already, at the higher vibrational levels of your being, you've already created everything, and
right. It's
all there, but it's not going to drop down to the lower frequency to get to you.
Right.
You have to go up to meet it. You have to be in Easy World to experience these amazing things. And, Christine, you know the big shift of the ages that really kicked into high gear December 21st, 2012.
Uh-huh.
I don't know about you, but for me since then, holy moly,
yeah.
I am so much more readily able to be in Easy World, to choose it, to stay in it, to experience the blessings, the gifts of things that I used to long for and beg, you know, at a certain level of your spiritual maturity, you beg God for things, and, which is just so ludicrous, because anytime you're begging for something or praying for something or asking for something, what you're saying is, I don't have it.
Right.
And what your brain, what your subconscious responds to in the creating the experience for you is the vibration of I have it.
Uh-huh, exactly.
So whenever you're in the vibration of I want it, that's saying I don't have it, and that's erecting a vibrational barrier to the experience of the thing. And you are this amazing creator. I mean, you know, when I say this, some people go, But, you know, we are vocalizations of God. We're God. Yes. We're just experiencing who we are from the limitation standpoint of having an ego in between us and the knowledge of being all that is. And when we start, you know, choosing easy world, choosing to embrace things and be at a higher vibrational level, we begin to see that we already do have all these things. We created them all, and we're able to welcome them into our experience.
Right, right. And but, you know, sometimes, Julia, I think that people have resistance to welcoming in what it is they want because they don't feel worthy.
Ooh, I'm glad you brought that up. They don't deserve.
Yes.
I don't deserve. Oh, my gosh. That, I was just having a discussion with somebody about that. Deserving is a bogus concept. It's a difficult world dictator. That's what we call the fear-based ego, the king of difficult world. The difficult world dictator made up the concept of deserving and not deserving. Because Christine's source, the source of love, of life force, of all energy, at its core, there's absolutely no judgment. And what is the concept of deserving and not deserving but a judgment?
Absolutely.
Worthiness, not worthiness. That's a judgment. And there's no, the divine has no judgment.
Ooh, ooh.
Only the human has judgment.
Yes, and I love that because I'm going to repeat that just because I think it's so important. The divine has no judgment. And with that, we're going to head to break. Stay tuned, though, because I've got some more important questions for Julia Rogers Hamrick, author of Choosing Easy World.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
We are giving birth today. Yes, yes, yes. We're going to ask that you submit a short story to make a difference in someone's life, someone that you care about, someone who could benefit from the care that Wellness One provides. And for that person, Wellness One is going to donate their services, not just to one person, but to several people over time. This decision will be based on the heartfelt sharing of what you write, on what you say that individual needs. They won't be sharing this story with anyone. It will be completely confidential. Dr. Thane, I would love for you to let folks know the best way to submit their story.
Go ahead and send it to my email. It's going to be Dr. Thane, D-R, T is Tom, H-A-I-N is Nancy, at Wellness One, that's WellnessOne.net.
What if someone could show you how to tap into vibrant health in 90 minutes? What if someone could have you listening to and following your heart's desires? What if someone could have you feel deep and abiding freedom throughout every cell of your being? What if someone could tap into your inherent abundance easily and effortlessly? Alina Frank is that someone. Alina can help you clear anything that energetically stands in your way from attaining the health, wealth, and freedom you were born to enjoy. Using EFT tapping, set yourself free with EFT. Why wait for a miracle when you can tap your power now? Visit www.tapyourpower.net. That's www.tapyourpower.net.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show. I'm your host, Christine Upchurch, and I'm having a fascinating conversation with Julia Rogers Hamrick, and we are talking about Easy World. And Julia, before we start talking a little bit more about the worthiness issue, that W word that came up a little while ago, can you share with our listeners, first of all, how they can connect with you? And I think you've got an event coming up, don't you?
Yes, I have a new class I'm really excited about called Your Easy World Self, which will definitely disabuse you of the unworthiness notion. That's one of the angles of, you know, letting go of the unworthiness and the don't deserve and that stuff, and really claiming the divine magnificence of yourself, and so that you can be in Easy World and create your Easy World life much more easily with the tools and the understandings that I'm going to be sharing. And you can find that at iliveineasyworld.com/easy-world-self. iliveineasyworld.com/easy-world-self. And if you didn't get that or couldn't get it written down, you can just contact me at iliveineasyworld.com using the Contact Us button and say, now, what was the link to that class? And I'll be happy to send it to you.
Terrific. Terrific.
Yeah.
So, you know, before the break, Julia, we were talking about deserving and worthiness. And I think you wanted to share another insight with our listeners.
Yeah, the whole deserving thing, that is a tool that the difficult world dictator came up with to create a barrier between you and the blessings that are yours by divine right.
Ooh.
Source does not have a judgment. Source is flowing all the love, you know, that there is all the time continuously flowing, and we're choosing whether to be receptive to it and allow it and be blessed by it based on several things. And one huge one is worthiness. Oh, I'm not worthy. Well, that just shuts down the flow of love the flow of blessings. So, you know, that's a completely bogus thing. When you say, hey, in Easy World, I am completely and utterly worthy, that's a step in the right direction. But when you really internalize that there's really not worthiness or unworthiness or worthiness or deserving or not deserving, and just let go of that whole thing and go, hey, by right of my humanity, I get all this stuff and I'm going to allow it.
Yes, yes. And each and every one of us deserves it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what you've done or not done, how hard you worked or not worked. You don't, you know, that's a whole construct of difficult world. And when you let go of that and just allow, you know, okay, so you didn't pick a career and work your butt off for your whole life, you know, and you say, well, I don't deserve to have, you know, wonderful twilight of my life in the Caribbean or whatever, because I didn't work hard for it. Forget that. Go for the joy and the enjoyment and the love now, regardless. Because, yes, you say everybody deserves, I say everybody deserves everything and nobody deserves anything, because deserving just isn't even a factor. We all get to have all that we will allow to have. And if you want to allow your blessings, you better just stop putting the brakes on through making determinations if you deserve it or not.
Right. Right. And it's like our divine right and our birthright.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Let go and let it in.
So, Julia, in just very briefly, you know, I know that there's some people who say, oh, I can live an easy world. I can choose to live an easy world during certain situations. But is it possible to live an easy world, to choose to live an easy world, even, say, the death of a loved one?
Absolutely. In fact, I had a story in Choosing Easy World about my friend whose husband died of a massive heart attack in her presence, and it was what she described as being a transcendent experience. she just, you know, sometimes those really dire situations, they're so scary that we elect out of difficult world because the difficult world is just too much. We can't handle difficult world, and, you know, we don't want to deal with it in difficult world, so we automatically go, I'm going to let go of that. I'm going to choose to be in easy world in the realm of love. And so she chose to be in the realm of love, and it was a beautiful experience. And she was having that just flow, and she felt so close to him, and she felt so guided by him, you know, through the financial stuff and through everything, until people kept saying, oh, you're so, what's wrong with you? You're out of touch with reality. You need to grieve. It's, you know, that's really not healthy not to grieve. And she, you know, she was going to grieve, but in the beginning she was experiencing this closeness and this flow and this wonderfulness. And so, you know, she found herself in difficult world with it and then went, you know, forget this. I want to feel close to him again. So she moved back in easy world and, you know, to this day has a transcendent relationship with her deceased husband. So,
I love that story. That's so beautiful.
Yeah, you can, you know, it doesn't matter what's going on. You can choose easy world and be there.
Julia, you know, the time just flew by today. I hope you'll come back and join me another day.
Oh, could I? I would love that.
That would be fabulous. Now, tell our listeners again how to connect with you.
Okay. And I just got an email from somebody wanting to know how to get the love letters from Easy World. Go to iliveineasyworld.com, and you'll see a like a banner thing. It's a big pink and orangey, yellowy banner that's, you just click on that, and you can subscribe, and you'll see a contact link in the left side menu. If you have a question, just email me from there.
Terrific.
At iliveineasyworld.com.
Thanks so much, Julia. You're wonderful.
Thank you.
You're shining your light all over the world, and thank you for doing what you do and for being here today.
And to you, thank you so much for allowing me to and shining your light, too.
Thank you. And if you want to find out more about Julia, again, it's iliveineasyworld.com. And if you want to find out more about me and the gifts that I share at my center and around the world, go to stellarreflections.com. You can also find me on Facebook, Stellar Reflections, and the Christine Upchurch Show. Also, you can find me on the cover of New Spirit Journal this week. If you want to learn a little bit more about that 111 activation I was talking about, go to newspiritjournal.com. Or if you happen to live in Western Washington, pick up a copy at your website at your local stores. Tomorrow, I'm offering another class in my Evolution into Wholeness series. Next week's show, Dr. Joyce Hawks. I hope to have you tune in then. Bye, everybody. Have an easy world week.
You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, babe.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.